Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the New Year's Eve week celebration from Comic-Con Stars. It's good to be on here tonight. We've got just a lot of great people on the line. We had a wonderful year, had a lot of great things happen to a lot of folks who are on this podcast tonight. And we'll talk about them in just a minute. First of all, I wanted to say, let's welcome our panel. Welcome, Dave Atwell. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, and pre-Happy New Year to everybody.
You too,
hopefully,
brother.
Hopefully none of you are sticking any appendages to flagpoles this afternoon. You won't get them back if you do. A little too cold for that much business.
Yeah, well, we know it's been a good year for everybody. You got your books back on sale and all as well. Glad to have you here. Do we see Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling?
It's about time you put me on the line. Good Lord.
I'm sorry. You were kind of like
unemployment line with Cheech and Chong from Cheech and Chong's next movie with Sinbad and all the gang.
That's great.
Dear,
well,
God. I just got back
Stro.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Happy holidays, happy new year, and all that good stuff, man. I hope you guys had a great Christmas.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thanks, sir. We're glad to have you here. You're another one of those folks who had a wonderful year. You have the Triple Crown of Independent Wrestling. You've got those three heavyweight, World Heavyweight Championship belts. We're proud of you. Proud of everybody on here tonight.
Woo!
Greg Bo Watson, how are you doing tonight?
I am freezing.
Yes, sir. I heard that.
I feel like I'm calling in live from the Ice Planet Hoth.
Hoping a Tauntaun, don't worry.
Hey, trust me, if I see a Tauntaun coming by, that Tauntaun's days are numbered.
Anyway, glad to have you here.
Hey, Greg, well, don't feel bad. I just did two nights worth of drunk episodes. Tuesday night, everybody was drunk. Last night, we had Cheetos calling in my podcast. It was crazy.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah, Cheetos, Jokers, you name it, man. It was nuts.
Oh, man.
and
you have more patience than I do, brother.
And I don't even drink. Go figure.
No, I don't either anymore. Yeah. I gave it up years ago.
All I had was my
I'll
dad,
make
Dr.
up
Pepper,
for all of you.
Yeah, go for it, Dave. Yeah, Dave's the man.
Yeah, he's an author, though. It kind of goes with the territory, right, bud?
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing like having a barrel strapped to your back and a little siphoning hose just to reach around. You're good to go.
No.
Just watch out for that Schlitz malt liquor bull, man.
Nah, I don't do the malt liquor, man. I got to keep my taste buds intact somehow or another.
Don't have any red capes around, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you start hitting the malt liquor, times have gotten tough, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
Hot times.
Hot time, brother. Hot time.
Hot time.
Hot time. You guys remember that scene in Dying Dangerously where Danny DeVito's talking to Michael Keaton and he has a gift for him? And, you know, and Danny DeVito's like, oh, malt liquor, you shouldn't have. And give him a red cape and said, I'll see you around. And next thing you know, here comes the Red Bull. Someone to the restaurant and here's the red cape. Going, ah!
No, that was great.
Well, it's just a regular Comic-Con Stars episode tonight, I can tell. Well,
we're off and running into the races.
Well, we have some very special guests, we do. And Greg Bo Watson, thank you for bringing these guests on tonight. We have from Spartanburg, South Carolina, from the APW Wrestling Federation up there run by Jay Eagle. We have none other than the APW Legends. Lady and gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
Hello.
We're doing pretty good. Hello.
Hey,
yeah,
what's up?
I'm good.
Ladies and gentlemen, call.
Everybody give a shout out.
At once.
Good to have you guys on tonight.
Exactly. And first of all, I just want to go down the roster so we can introduce everybody who all we've got. First of all, we have got veteran wrestler and trainer Chuck Sloan. How are you doing, Chuck, tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm not going to complain about the cold. It's the heat. That's what I can't stand. The heat.
You ain't got to worry about that tonight, buddy.
The only heat I like is the heat that I cause.
Oh, there you go.
I can cause some heat.
Crack a match and let that fire burn, if you will, baby.
Let it burn.
Oh my God.
I agree with you about the heat, though. I can't stand the sweat, but you know when it gets cold enough to. What's the old joke about my right balls frozen to the left side of my right thigh? The right side of the right ball to the left side of the right thigh. There you go. There's the joke. If you guys want to use that later, you can tell the kids that
one. Just stick your tongue out and then you pulls. You know what I mean?
No matter what kind of pole it might be.
Brett's still trying to fall out.
Oh, yeah. I'll leave the cold right back into the cold.
Right?
Exactly.
It follows me, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Stay with the frost and the snowman, if you will, baby.
Are you, Pop Stro, are you reminding us of one of our great legends of wrestling? There.
No, I'm just preaching the gospel, brother.
Game
of life.
Somebody's got to do it.
That's exactly right.
I'm only
right.
calling it game of life, just like Mongo.
It always comes back to Mongo.
Everything does. All right. So anyway, glad to have you, Chuck. We have got Buckshot Carter. How are you doing tonight, Buck?
I ain't like Chuck. I'm cold. I ain't gonna lie about it.
And me too.
I don't mind the heat, but I don't like being cold.
I thought you first. You said Buck Owens, man. I used to love him when we were playing T-Haw, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, if we're talking to Buck Owens, we've got bigger problems.
I was named after Buck Owens. That's a secret now.
That's awesome.
I don't think the listeners knew that one.
Yes.
We'll keep a secret.
Love you all.
Absolutely. Well, now, Buck, I've heard something through the grapevine. You know how that grapevine is? I've heard that if I happen to find Lizard Man, You want a piece of him out there in the swamp? Is that correct?
Oh, if we find Lizard Man, I'm gonna roll him down a hill.
He'll be hanging around, hanging out with Lizard Man, licking off Jolly Rancher Pop Tarts.
Don't you worry, I got the mating call down pat.
Oh, no.
Now, what is this mating call? Can you give us a sample? Maybe he'll come online.
Hold on, let me see. Hold on, let me. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, be ready.
Okay. Oh, this is gonna be great.
That's tremendous.
I'm telling you.
That's
kind of
a little bit more feminine. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Hey, I can't be feminine now. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody thinks I'm crazy because I'll be running around practicing this and that. What are you doing?
Asexual, just like the lizard.
Little do they know our master plan.
Hey. But just for the record, when we go for Lizard Man, I ain't dressing up like no lizard woman. I'm just telling you that now.
But it worked for both, Bunny.
Oh, my God.
I can't get that image out of my head.
You liked it, brother, not.
Oh, my God.
I can't get the image out of my head.
Oh my goodness. Well, all right. We'll have more talk about with you in a few minutes. We do want to introduce, of course, Brett the Crippler Watson, the new IWA cruiserweight champion. How are you doing tonight, Brett?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good.
What's up?
I'm trying to stay warm.
Congratulations, brother. Proud of you, man.
That's it.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Brett, you move too slow to stay warm.
He
drives too slow.
Oh, he drives like me. That's great.
I mean, you're the only man I know that moves so slow. Hey, he get pulled over by the cops.
Yeah, he got pulled over.
True story.
Too slow.
True story.
Wow.
That takes skill.
Should those cops move to bedrock? Would they move their feet? Flintstones.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And now
tell me you weren't on that moped with the flames on the side, were you?
with the slow moving hydraulic.
He painted it red so it would go faster.
Nice.
He was moving so slow the flies were giving him the stink eye.
Slow riders.
All right.
In South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's happening, Brett, man?
That's probably not what they're going to say up there. He probably don't want to know. But anyway, before anything else happens, I want to say last, but absolutely not least, the prettiest manager in APW and absolutely the prettiest manager in all of South Carolina, who is deadly with her pocketbook, is lovely Mickey May. How are you doing?
Get him, Mickey.
I'm trying.
Hey.
Hey.
Good.
Hey. Hey.
Y'all, I'm pacing back and forth, and I can't feel my toes, and it's a good night.
That's awesome.
Speed up, Brett.
Speed up. In his pink moped.
That's what it
flames.
Is.
It's a pink now.
Only Davidson sticker
on
the
side. He said it was red, but it's pink. It's pink, and it's got pretty red flames on the side of it.
Nice.
Never
dare drive it.
He's going to drive it to APW. What you talking about?
Oh, no.
Oh, styling, profiling, Brett. Right on.
Oh, yeah.
Brett's like one of these old gunfighters. He walks around slow and drives slow and does everything slow, and then he gets in the ring, and it's like lightning.
Oh, yeah.
I'll he's saving. He's always conserving.
I'm conserving, I'm conserving his...
Same thing, one bread at a time.
Yep.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, Dr. John's got four. I've got four questions. They'll probably take all night to answer. Number
Only
one.
Four?
All four of you. All four of you tell us. Somebody tell us, how did the Legends get started up there at APW? What's the history behind the Legends of APW?
Chuck, you want to tell them?
Yeah, go for it.
Vote Chuck.
Chief J. Eagle there, he decided that he was. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
We ready.
Chief J. Eagle there, which I know him as Chief SWAT to pick. But anyway, he put me and Buck together as a tag team. And he was part of the original. And then. You know, we were out there, and we just felt that things weren't moving fast enough for me and Buck. So one night we decided we were going to burn down the APW Coliseum there if we didn't get some title shots. And we needed to train our replacement, so we took Brett under our wing. And ever since that, and Mickey May, and ever since that, you know, we just decided that it's the APW, and basically we wanted to own the place, so we took over. And that's a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Story.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we got the fire to prove it.
There's
all
a
right.
radio
spot in
around
the back of the APW.
So how has it been going? Been getting some title shots?
Yeah, we get title shots, and you know, the only problem we got is Brett beats everybody up, so everyone's afraid to, they're afraid to wrestle us. So competition's getting a little thin.
Ties them in knots and leave them there.
Well, I've heard he's got a few arms. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
he's left a few bodies.
You know, every once in a while, I got to remind him. I got to say, Brett, don't hurt him, please. You need people.
I guess he's laying out the competition, right?
Yeah. They've actually got the ring and walked out the building.
I showed that one to Papa Stroh. He saw that one.
Yeah,
the one of the guy walking out of the building.
Yeah, that was awesome. Love it.
Well, this is a wild bunch. We're going to have to get up Spartanburg and go Comic-Con Stars sometime at ACW and hang out with the legends. I think that'd be a good time, don't you, Greg Bo?
Oh, I think it'd be great. It'd be hilarious, man. we're fun. They love us up here until they don't.
Love us or they hate us.
Yeah, we're the only guest fraction that can hit people with purses, chains, choke guys, and it's like, you know, we're hitting a high spot. If we break out a chain, they pop for us like we just did something great.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Well, you know, there was that time I had to dig down to my boot to get the chain, Chuck.
I know.
Did you have a foreign boot?
Hey, Chuck, we could teach them how we play the lottery.
Yeah, but also we have a lottery system up there. Every once in a while, we'll just go around and attack people, like in Lowe's parking lot at their house. Anywhere we feel like attacking them, we just attack them.
And usually we send Buckshot, and Buckshot is the legend's own version of Ed McMahon.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you won the lottery.
Oh, man.
Hold on a minute.
It'd be cool if you, like, take him out and play him a song, you know, Buck.
Yeah. Now, hold on, Greg Bo. You bought Brett a lockpick kit to get us into houses.
Well, that is true. I guess I'll have to cop to it now that it's on this, you know, nationwide international blog talk radio show.
Now, while we're on this, I do not agree. I do not deny, nor do I accept the fact that I have lockpick set.
There's only a video of the person going around.
There's just no hard evidence in a video.
Those videos, man.
Fake news.
Look out.
We do everything from beating people down to romancing.
Oh, my God. Serenading audience members.
Yeah, Chuck likes to serenade audience members.
Well, now, Chuck does give hotel keys out.
Yeah, he does.
And I got my eye on an old sweetheart. I'm gonna have to break out the guitar and sing her a song before long.
Yeah, go for it. Break it down, brother. Break it down. Beat him up and give him waiting service. That's awesome.
Yeah, might I suggest the old Tom and Jerry classic "Is You Is" or "Is You Ain't My Baby."
as long as you don't run into those mother hens like Foggo and Leghorn seems to bother you all the time.
Oh,
yes.
They were out there one night a week or so ago, and they were out there, and this guy, he's a regular, and he looks, we call him Uncle Jesse Claus because he has a big long white beard and everything.
Uncle Jesse,
Uncle Jesse. Yeah. So he's sitting there, and he starts getting into it with the legends as they walk out. And all three of them turn around, and without even this was not choreographed. They all struck a pose, and it looked like the poster from Charlie's Angels. You got Chuck doing some kung fu thing, Brett doing Barney Fife and Buck standing behind him doing Daniel Son's Crane.
That was hilarious. I need some help, good boy.
I think you got kind of mad when we knocked his hat off, though.
Oh, yeah, you did.
My gosh.
How about the karaoke contest, Greg Bo?
Oh, my gosh. An audience member and Chuck got into a karaoke contest.
Let's just say Chuck won that contest. I vote Chuck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I vote Chuck won that by a long shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one thing, guys, that's really interesting. What's really interesting about the legends that you usually especially don't see on the indie circuit is the four of them vote on everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
Every move they make, everything they do, they stick together, they vote, and they really stand tall with that. So that's really a unique, pretty cool thing. You don't see a lot.
Awesome.
Yes, it is. I mean, the most votes you ever got.
That's a lot of reason why we got all the fans we got, Greg Bo.
Yeah.
Do what now? Oh, yeah, I agree.
I said that.
It's like
y'all
won the – Tell them, Buck, about when y'all won the tag team titles and what happened and Brett and Mickey coming out and what was said.
Well, my wife sits out in the audience a lot, and when we won the tag team titles, when two of us wins it, it's like all four of us wins it. So, therefore, my wife told me the fans loved it when we give Mickey and Brett the titles and let them throw them out. But it's not, you know, my saying is it's all for one, one for all. And we're going to stick together no matter what.
I love
you know?
It.
Yeah. And my, the Three Musketeers got that from us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my reason for giving them the titles is I'm the oldest guy in the group, and if I have to carry them out to the ring, I ain't got the energy to wrestle.
I hear you, brother. I hear you on that one. I hear you on that one, brother.
And that's the truth.
Oh, Lord.
Somebody said, why'd you get? I said, somebody asked, why y'all give him the titles? I said, they look better than we do. We old.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the commission was not too happy about that night. But that was great.
Oh, no. Well, we don't care about the commissioner. He's a joke.
Nah.
Jimmy who?
Hashtag Jimmy who.
Jimmy who? I think I know him.
Yeah.
Everybody has to write a hashtag Jimmy who tonight.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
No putting him over. He ain't worth putting over. Make a star out of him if you mention his name.
You got a point there. But you know, you asked the question you asked the question basically how the legends got started. You know, actually it got started kind of as a joke against me and Chuck. But
and
it got to the point where, you know, we looked up, hey, everybody's beating us. We're not going to have that. Me and Chuck sit down one day and we said, no, we're going to do it our way. And from that point on, it took off.
It's like Frank Sinatra, my way. There you go.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. I mean, nobody argued on Facebook. You know, hey, I say use Facebook. Use whatever you can to draw people, to put them in the seats out there. I mean, we started shooting videos where we're going and beating people up. I remember one night, I ain't going to lie, I went to beat this old boy up, and I'm pounding on him. About that time, a chihuahua started eating my leg up.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, this is a true story. This ain't been long ago.
It's a true story.
Yeah, and every time I'd hit him, I would holler, ouch. And he didn't know what was going on. I pulled up my pants leg. I said, man, your dog eat me up. After, you know, I pulled up my pants leg, I'm pouring blood, you know. I'm like, good gracious. But
that's right.
And then
I guess
it. Then, We put the fear of the legends in him. We started sending him like Korean dog food, a dog recipe on how to roast the dog.
We never did shoot that video where we roast a dog, did we?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I love sitting up here and watching them because it's really unique. Because, you know, a lot of times in the smaller indie circuits, you see a lot of guys in there, and kind of a lot of the wrestlers look the same, do the same moves, that kind of stuff. But you get in there and watching these guys, it's funny. There's one match in particular where it was a six-man tag team match, and it was the three of them, and you've got – you know, each one has their own differentiating style. You know, you've got Chuck who gets in there who's had all this experience. He's a veteran. He's methodical. He gets in there and breaks somebody down. Then he goes in there and he tags Buck, and Buck comes in and just waylays the heck out of the guy. And then Mickey May the whole time is circling around the ring. And then you tag, and then all of a sudden here comes Brett, and it's like if you blink, you miss something. He's like flipping around and, you know, doing some kind of move that you hadn't seen since like the olden days. It's really cool.
Awesome.
They make a unique group.
But you know, in a lot of stuff we don't talk about, we just go out and do it.
That's true. A lot of times the goal
is to
entertain each other. Yeah. We go out there and we try to entertain each other and try to one-up each other, and then we've all got very similar sense of humors, so we'll try to make the other ones laugh or whatever. We're just cutting up, and then the crowd ends up loving it.
Nine times out of ten, I don't even know what the heck I'm doing when I'm out there. It just, you know, got to get a feel for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. But that's the best shows most of the time when you just go with it.
Yeah.
Or don't
whatever you do, don't ask us about our show prep. I think it's like it consists of, hey, Dave, is that you? Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys? Oh, there's Crow. Okay, guys, we go on in 5, 4.
Dave's not here, man. Dave's not here.
Yeah. You're not supposed to tell that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a monumental effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're
supposed to, you know,
we can get on and talk, you know?
Oh, yeah.
What you don't know is it's usually a 10-minute text to Dr. John before the show comes on. Dude, who are we having on tonight?
Yeah. Never heard of them.
The research is astounding. A peek behind the curtain.
More like which monster are we going to talk about tonight, really?
And their name is Jim Roberts. And we're like, wow, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Chuck,
then
you
we get
still
off
here?
Doing.
I'm still here. I'm just soaking it all in.
Yeah.
See, Chuck's our methodical one.
Yeah. Now that was a 25 minute answer to the first question. Basically, I want to ask one of you.
This is like that back to school exam of the Rodney Dangerfield. I have one question.
Oh yeah.
And 27 pots.
Was the question never asked? Did anyone even ask the question, or did we just start talking?
Well, I think we went off. We did one of our typical go off on a tangent.
Oh, okay.
And the answer is 4. Right.
That's what we didn't ask for, Greg.
We didn't have anything to go off of.
That's right. So, Dr. John,
so anyway,
what's your next question?
My next question is, and then you will know what the next 4 questions are. Chuck Sloan, you've been wrestling
a
long time. You are an excellent, you're a fine wrestler. You got a bunch of experience.
Well, thank you.
Before we get off on the tangent about Chuck Sloan, tell us a little bit about Chuck Sloan and what he's done in wrestling. So now you know what the other three questions are.
Well, actually, if you're asking what I you know, I've been around. I wrestled in the WWF, the NWA. But I was broke in the business by Dr. D. David Schultz. If anyone's ever seen the 2020 John Special incident, that was the man that broke me in. You know, so I had a pretty exciting time with him. And then I, after that, I went to the Munster Factory with Larry Sharp, and I became his
Larry Sharp.
I became I became the head trainer there at the Munster Factory. So I got to work with a lot of unique individuals, from dreamers to the real deal. And, you know, there's, you know, wrestling, it attracts all kind. It attracts guys that would be better served buying tickets and guys that could work the main event anywhere. It's just the type of business it is. But, you know, I've had a good career. I enjoyed it. And I was actually, you know, thinking about, you know, this being my last year, because I had a bout with cancer that I beat, and I just came back to prove to myself that I still had it. And, I ended up with, four, lifetime friends, and, I figured I'd stick around because, I still need guidance.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, so I stuck around so that they could guide me. And just for the record, my wife does say that Brett is the most mature guy in our group.
And that is
she does.
Gregbo, that's frightening.
What? Mickey Mouse.
I witnessed it. It is frightening.
I don't know if it's more mature, but definitely the most handsome.
I don't know about that, Brett. The other day, as I was walking out of the APW, someone asked me if you were my son.
Brett's also the most modest.
As you can tell,
yes.
Doesn't have an ego at all.
Right, when you go up and ask your folks if you were adopted, and they look at you and go, why would we choose you?
Oh, Lord.
Getting rough, Dave.
Oh, that's good. I'm stealing that.
Oh, my God.
What's the other one I use? The your parents got divorced and neither one of them fought for custody.
Oh my God!
What about Mr. Wong having the baby, and then when Mr. Wong looked at the baby, he looks at the nurse and says, "What Wong?"
Oh my God!
Lord.
From answering questions to making jokes about adoption, this podcast is awesome.
We're covering the
why would we choose you?
Oh,
oh man, there's some more show prep.
I am confused.
Mickey, man,
you're in good company then
if
you're confused.
Aren't we all confused?
Yeah.
I live in a constant state of confusion.
This is like listening to a circus.
Yeah.
If wrestling ever starts to make sense, I'm leaving.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Out. Peace.
That's what I always wonder. I'm like, man, how did God or the fates or the universe put the four of y'all together in one place?
Streets of life.
For a second, I thought you were going to say the masters of the universe.
The masters of
the universe. Oh, yeah. Man, He-Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's all about trap
powers of numbskull. Yeah, buddy.
Skeletor in the gang, yes.
Oh my
Skeletor
God.
And his breakfast burrito.
Oh, Lord.
The greatest robot chicken.
Oh, you're back.
Oh, no more. No mas, please. Good Lord.
Oh, okay. Man.
Well, it's all good. Well, Chuck, at least now you know my main question. How long have you been with APW, Chuck?
I've been going there off and on for about 10 years, I consider it like my retirement home.
A great retirement home. The world's funnest, strangest retirement home.
Strange, all right.
Well, you know, like when you get older, you go play like shuffleboard or whatever. And that's kind of like what it is, going there to play shuffleboard to me. You know, it's just a night out.
Hopefully we'll run to Pee Wee Herman just like Cheech and Chong did when they hit the funny farm, you know. You know, you're going like, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
I mean, no disrespect. You know, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. It's like, you know, and Stro can tell you, like, when you're going to, like, the WWF or the NWA and you're, like, you know, you're working like a Jimmy Snuka or a King Kong Bundy or the Headbangers or something like that, you know, it's a totally different environment. And, you know, there are places that you get fired from if you can't produce. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just different. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but, you know, it's just a flip-flop from what I was doing.
Yeah.
Retirement home.
Yeah.
No, that's better than Hardee's.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
How many of our listeners do we just piss off by saying it's bad working at Hardee's?
Yeah, but
oh, gosh.
And not still young.
Well, I think it doesn't feel bad. Tuesday podcast I was at. When a regular caller is Justice, Brady was ragging on him about working at Taco Bell with chalupas. That was a drunken episode this week, though.
Is that what he got mad about?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Y'all need to start another podcast as if y'all aren't doing enough, and call it "How to Win Friends and Influence People
and Lose Them."
Yeah. And what's shocking is Buck never went into the sponsors page and see that Hardee's was one of your biggest sponsors.
Oh, wow.
Hey, my bad.
Oh, man.
Always check the bottom of the poster, you know.
those three Carl's Jr.'s burgers.
You don't have a legend burger for long.
There you go.
That's it.
Has like four different meats.
Yeah, what would be the Legends Burger?
It'd be like
what would be the Legends
four
burger?
Different meats, four different toppings. It'd have to be four different everything.
It has to have
no,
bacon.
No, a chihuahua.
I'm requesting bacon on the
top. Oh, man.
Bacon wrap chihuahua. There we go.
Yeah.
Bacon
oh,
wrap
man.
Oh, that's just
good. Hey, we got to get a dog. It was Truck's dog that eat my leg up when I beat him up.
I swear, before long, I before the end of 2018, I have to expect the state of South Carolina to put out a restraining order, so the four of y'all have to stay alive.
We're all endangered to society.
Oh, wow.
Well, Greg, boy, you know us. We don't stay down.
I can testify to that, because I've seen Buckshot fly through the ring without feet touching the floor.
He was flat
footed. Oh, wow.
Flat footed. He's outside the ring. And they're all outside the ring. And the rest of ATW, I mean, the whole APW locker room is in the ring. And they get out. And the commissioner leans over and says, "Are y'all done? I guess y'all are done because y'all are on the floor." And Buckshot just goes, "I ain't done." Flat footed. I mean, it looked like a square, man, like an Olympic diver or something. Going through the rope, and Brett looks over at Chuck and goes, "Well, I guess we're going back in."
That is my favorite thing I've ever seen at APW.
But you got to give it credit. I mean, we have the fans standing to their feet when we do stuff like that.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, that too. But you know, that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's not just running the show, but making them stand to their feet, and we do that.
That's right.
That's all.
Very well said. Very well said, because that is the point at the end of the day. Entertain.
I don't go to wrestle just to wrestle. I go to entertain, and that's what, to me, that's what it's all about. And if I leave there and they ain't stood up for us, I feel like I didn't do nothing. So that's why when me and, you know, when Brett come along, that's why I said, now we got a group. Let's make them stand to their feet. We try our best to put butts in the seat, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we joke around and everything, but that's what it's all about, entertaining. People pay to see us, and I'm going to give them what I can. And, it don't matter. You know that. I remember 2 or 3 weeks ago, Chuck, we was beat down the whole locker room in the ring. Chuck said, get up. We're going to fight. I said, let's go. And we hit the ring again, you know. And if you remember, everybody in the building was at the guardrail. They couldn't believe what was going on. We're taking on the whole locker room, you know.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even the main event. That was a match right before the main event. And I'm sitting there going, I feel so bad because the main event's about to happen. How long did the main event last? Like a minute?
30 seconds.
Like 30 seconds. Yeah, because y'all ate up all the time. It was great.
But I got another theory on the main event. The main event isn't the match that's the last match. It's the one that the fans enjoyed the most. That's the main event.
Agreed.
That's the real main event. The other one's just advertised.
Yeah.
Well put, really. I know when Papa Strode
y'all come in. Go ahead, Dr. John.
Yeah. When Papa Strode won his third belt at ECCW, Tommy Rich Productions, I mean, the match of the night was Papa Strode versus Tim Zbyszko. I mean, it was just crazy, and there was a lot of stuff going on.
I want to see that.
And no doubt, look, Tommy Rich and Doug Gilbert, formidable job in the last match, which was billed as the main event. But Papa Strode just tore it up, and it was great, and had people to their feet. And I did want to say something about heavy belts. I got to hold his one of the other belts he's got, what is it, the XWW, Papa Stroh, is that the one that you had on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, that's the one. Uh-huh.
God, that's the heaviest belt, best looking belt I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Stroh,
you will need a whole procession of people to carry those belts you've got.
Well, it was the first time I've ever been like a champion for 3 different promotions at the same time. So it is awesome. A big honor, and it's a pleasure and privilege to represent all 3 of them.
But you know what? You deserve it. You deserve every bit of it, brother.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's serious shoot from the bottom of my heart.
thank you all so much. Much
love.
That's
cool, and that's actually pretty amazing because, you know, that's hard to achieve.
It sure is. Oh my God. It sure is. But yeah, that's the beauty about the business. You know what I mean? That's the beauty about the business.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, you get out of it what you put into it. And
right.
And you only can get better in the business. You can't get any worse. So that you know, it just is, like, inspires you to keep on keeping on, you know, being the best you can be.
Oh, absolutely, and that's, you know, you just gave some of the best advice because before, you know, we've all been sitting around talking over the past year with what the legends were doing down here, and we were sitting there and trying to quantify. I mean, you know, because they were supposed to be, you know, just straight up heels, you know, and now it's got to a point where, gosh, more people cheer for them than against them, you know, as heels, just because they engage people all week. You know, they'll do videos, you know, heck, Brett got up and read like a Masterpiece Theater to some guy he was about to say, you know,
right.
All this kind of stuff. And Stroh, you're right. You know, I see too many people going into it these days in the indie circuit
they're more worried about like their tights or what color tights they wear or what kind of move they do. And then all week long, they just want to show up on like a Saturday night and be a star. And you can't do that. I mean, the way you promote, I mean, my goodness, I mean, you are a master promoter.
Well, I try, I just try to do my part. And it's just like, I think Chuck, I think you mentioned it earlier, years from now, like 10 years, 20 years down the road, they're not going to remember how many matches you won or lost or titles or so forth. They're just going to remember you for who you are. You know what I mean? So you want to make the best impression possible to the audience.
And the thing that I've learned in 28 years, if I could really be serious here for a minute, is titles and all that, they're cool, you know, walking around with the strap. But the most you can ever hope for is to walk in that locker room and at least have 99% of the respect of the boys that are in that locker room. There's always going to be one or two that might not like you. But once you have respect, that means more than anything. That is actually the greatest achievement in professional wrestling, is to be respected by your peers.
Exactly. And it's just like anything else in life, like movies, books, what have you. They're not going to remember if, like years from now, if they're a bestseller or how much money they made at the box office. They're going to remember the movie for what and book for what it was. So, same thing applies to wrestling.
Right. Those are very wise words. Very wise words. So we have now got through two questions.
No, yes, two of my five questions. My next
27
question is,
pots.
27 pots.
My next question is to Buckshot Carter. Tell us about your wrestling background. When did you get started? When did you get to APW?
It was probably about 20 years ago, or well, I don't know, maybe a little longer. I met Chief J. Eagle on a job site, and he kept on bugging me. And I went to training, and Hitman Hunter Thompson had trained me. But I never made WWE.
Those Indians, I swear. They never
left. Yeah.
That crazy Indian.
Standing in bed Indian nowadays. Or but, you know, I never made WWE. or anything like that, but I've had the opportunity to, you know, I've been in the ring with Nikita Koloff. He didn't do much. He interfered, caused me to lose a match. I've tagged with a Barbarian, wrestled against him. You know, I've had the privilege of being in the ring with people like Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson, Bobby Eaton. I picked up Ted DiBiase before, and I'm going to tell you, that's a deep man right there. I think a world of Ted DiBiase. You know, I have been in the ring with R-Truth before. He made WWE, but, you know, I got into business, and I honestly didn't look to be in it long. But when it gets in your blood, you can't stay out of it. I've had the privilege.
It's like Roddy Piper said. Roddy Piper used to call it the sickness. You try to get out, and you can't ever get it out of your blood.
No, I got out of it, and I got back into it only because my oldest son wrestled, and my wife said, "You need to go watch out for him." I'm like, "He's 280 pounds. I ain't got to watch out for him." But you know. I mean, if the boy knew how, he could take me, but, you know, he's scared of me. But, you know, I just love the business. And, you know, as Chuck said earlier, I ain't going to lie to you, give me cold chills because nothing means nothing except for that respect that you get in the locker room. And I think we've earned that, even at Legends. We've learned that as a team. And, you know, we stick together. And they talked about the videos that we do. Well, you know, I remember watching, as a little boy, I remember watching videos of the Four Horsemen attacking Dusty and stuff like that. And that's what I, you know, I try to do, stuff like the old school days. I'm not about the new school. But I will tell you this, one of the funniest things I've ever did, probably, and I know Greg Bo wanted me to mention it, was I actually hung up the phone. I actually hung up the phone on Dusty Rhodes one time.
Tell him the back.
I know y'all heard of Leilani Kai, right?
Oh, right. Sweetheart. Yeah, love her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, she'd come down, and she was with the Power Crew and quite a few of them. So they was out of town. I'm local. I said, hey, y'all come stay at the house for the weekend.
We ended up
cooking and everything, and Dusty Rhodes called. And I picked up the phone. He said, could I speak to Leilani Kai? I said, who is this? He said, Dusty Rhodes. I said, yeah, right. And I hung up the phone. You know, I didn't think nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think nothing about it. And he called back. And he says, this is the American dream, Dusty Rhodes. I really want to talk to Leilani Kai. I said, I'm going to play along. Just hold on a minute. And I hollered for Leilani, and she said, hey, yeah, Dusty's supposed to call me on your phone. I said, oh, my God. I couldn't believe I hung up on Dusty Rhodes, you know.
Why, baby? Why did you hang up on the dream, baby? Why did you hang up on the dream, brother?
Yeah, you know. Hard times. But, you know.
Oh yeah.
Like I said earlier, wrestling gets in your blood. You never get it out. You'll never get it out. And Chuck ain't going to retire because we ain't going to let him.
That's right.
Oh, right.
That's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Like I said, you know,
to retire.
No, but, you know, to start off with, it was tended to be a joke toward us, but we kind of, you know, we took it our way. We showed them, you know, we're going to do it this way. And now they ask us what we want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You
well,
go.
It kind of started out, correct me if I'm wrong, but it kind of started out before y'all got Brett in there with y'all and Mickey and y'all all four formed the core group. They were trying to do a thing where y'all were kind of put out the pasture wrestlers who were coming in there and losing every match and everything. And you guys turned it around, and now every, you know, freaking fan club, freaking little kids over there running around wanting to be junior legends.
Little legends.
Little legends.
Yeah. Little
legends. Never,
you're right, Greg, but I mean, me and Chuck was supposed to end up fighting each other, and we said, no, we're not going that route. But you talk about the fans and the little legends. My wife right now, she's got to get a shirt and mail it, or give it to a girl, a little youngin' at wrestling. My grandbabies has got, you know, other little kids. We mail shirts to New Jersey, pictures to New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, but like
and
I say, it's, you know.
I mean, that just goes to show the art of promotion and what you guys are doing, because
right.
to be a little show that's just in the middle of Spartanburg, South Carolina, to have that kind of impact is, I mean, that's amazing, really.
I know it's not my turn, but I got to tell this story. They actually took a call when we and Buck were, and Brett and Nikki, we were like kind of standing up against the establishment. They actually took a poll with the fans to see if they should get rid of us or not.
Oh,
and we're still there.
Yeah, they did on the APW page. They put up a poll trying to kind of prove a point to the legends. And they said, should we get rid of the legends or not? Needless to say, it backfired. They started getting emails and letters saying they'd never set foot in the door again if they weren't
on
there.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You want to hear the funny part? I guarantee you I can show you PMs where over half the locker room has asked to be a legend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
We get them all the time. We get them all the time.
But it's all because of Mickey May. That's what it is.
Mickey May.
Mickey May
in her
pocketbook.
Dang it.
Well, they'll ask one of us and think one of us will be like, oh, yeah, we're fine with it. But they don't realize we work together as a team and we vote. I've had people come ask me, hey, you know, can you talk to them? Because I really want to be a legend. And I'm like, you don't talk to me. You talk to all of us because we all vote. And they're just like, y'all vote?
Yeah.
Question mark. And I'm like, yeah,
their jaws drop in the dressing room where these guys will come in and they'll be like, hey, can we do this tonight? And the guys will be like, well, let us vote on it. And they're like, what?
That's awesome.
We're a democratic group.
But, you know, Greg Bowis, we might vote, but if you think about it, it always ain't about us. We try to put everybody else over and make him shine along with us, you know.
Oh, all the time. I can't even begin to list all the guys up there that, you know, y'all have inspired and helped out, and it's been really cool.
You know, that's the way the horsemen were. I mean, a lot of the top NBA stars back in the day were due to the four horsemen making them look like $1 million every night.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as APW goes, we don't do it for the legends. We actually do it for APW because we want to see it grow.
I once spanked a guy in the ring because he didn't want to play fair.
Hey, do y'all remember, and I won't mention his name on here, but do y'all remember when Brett was in the middle of the ring wrestling and he caught the guy in the shug hold and the guy couldn't move and the guy's just sitting there and then Brett starts smacking him in the stomach, looking at the crowd, flexing his arm? That was funny.
Brett watching the Iron Sheik.
Come on, Jabir,
yeah.
Make your back with cuts. Make you humble.
Patui, American.
Cheeky baby.
Cheeky baby.
Cheeky baby.
My brother actually sent me a Merry Christmas, one of these, like, little e-card things on my text.
Yeah.
And it was the Sheik saying Merry Christmas.
Price,
if there's one guy that comes to mind when I think Christmas, the first one's the Iron Sheik, you know, every time.
Maybe he was one of the wise men.
Yeah, he was a wise man. Right.
Riding a camel. He comes into the manger swinging them clubs.
What is this frankincense? What is this myrrh? Ah, putty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And back in the locker room, he's like really laid back.
Yeah.
Chicky, love you, baby.
As long as you got cold beer, you're good, you know.
You give me image, Chicky, love you.
So, though, I could go back and listen to that story about him and Greg Valentine smoking pot in the car with Moolah in the back seat. Every time I listen to that story, I mean, because you can just picture it, you know. Or he's talking to Jake Roberts. He's, I carry your Coke through airport. You know, to give Sheik your Coke.
Oh, God.
He was mad because he didn't get a share.
When you get time, go to YouTube and look up the bit where Iron Sheik's talking to a fan and he mentions Hulk Hogan. And he said, Hulk Hogan, today. And then, let me send you an autograph.
Hulk Hogan, you're so no
a national
good,
treasure.
Brony. That's good stuff,
Doctor,
there, man. You got to enjoy
what
it.
What question are we up to now?
We are up to the next 25. Question.
25.
We have gone off the rails. We are totally mad.
Well, we probably are, but that's okay. I'm sure I think everybody's enjoying. We got people on tonight, I'll tell you. All right, my next question is to Brett, the Crippler Watson. Glad to have you on.
All right.
I got a two-parter. Why
also known as Nanook
want...
of the North.
Yeah.
Well, that's part two. Question number one, why did you want to get into wrestling? Just why, and tell us a little bit about your early days in wrestling, and then tell us the story that you and I, we talked yesterday afternoon. Tell everybody a little bit about what happened to you up in Canada.
Oh, I will. Let's go with the first part of that question first.
Two-parter. That's right.
Well, this is what, question
25.
Three or four? Yeah, right.
Yes.
Five, purple, one of them.
Start keeping count.
Question 4A, I guess. What got me in, I've been on here a couple times, and I've talked a little bit about, a little bit about what I've done and everything. But I actually came from a wrestling family. My grandfather was the first heavyweight wrestler at Furman University. My dad was a pro wrestler in his younger days. And my cousin, John Strickland, is a catch wrestler and trains catch wrestling. So I started out really young with my dad showing me NWA wrestling videos.
Hashtag raising high.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
I didn't really watch a lot of the WWE stuff growing up. He just kept me strictly on NWA.
Mm-hmm.
So that got me to loving the old school wrestling. Then about middle school, I got into catch wrestling, competitive submission grappling and everything. And I was trained by John Strickland, my cousin, who we've had on the show. And
Billy Wicks.
And, yeah, Billy, who was – John Strickland was taught by Billy Wicks. And so I got into that, started doing competitions. And then just absolutely fell in love with wrestling. And like Chuck and Buck were talking, it just got in my blood. And, I knew I had to do – I had to keep going and keep doing it. So when I turned 18, I was sitting there. I was like, I'm going straight up there. And I'm going to – I've already been through catch. I'm going to get in – pro wrestling and show them what I can do. So I got in there, started up at APW, and then after a while I ran into Chuck and Buck, and then we've been setting the place on fire since then.
Awesome.
So just what got me in this was being raised on NWA and then just falling in love with it.
It's easy to fall in love with NWA, right, Papa Stray?
Oh, man. Les Thornton and Billy Robinson would have loved you, brother.
Oh, I'm telling you.
They would have loved you, man.
Yeah. So now tell us about that great adventure up north. This is, I think, one of the most, again, you're all of us have had a great 2017. I think you've had a spectacular one. Tell us about a phone call you got in October.
I got a phone call a couple months back. A promotion had seen through the grapevine some of my wrestling videos, and they liked my style, liked the way I did stuff on catch-wise. And they just were sitting there, called me up, and they were like, hey, we want you to come wrestle for us. We have, we're planning on having a tournament, 20 competitors coming up here, five competitors from each country. And we will pay for you to come up here and wrestle for us. And I had to take them up on that offer. So headed up there, got up there, did my thing, and came back with some mighty fine jewelry. And, yeah. And me and Dr. John had a conversation about it yesterday, and y'all, all the fans out there might be who are interested in it, interested in the great story. Y'all should be having something heading y'all's way to catch y'all up on all the great, awesome details of it.
You know, Fro, you would love to have seen this when he got home with the belt. The belt's bigger than his.
Yeah, seriously. It was the cruiserweight title, and it's bigger than me.
Wow, that's awesome. Did it work out with that thing?
I'm telling you, it's like, I'm like, my gosh, it's going to take you and Mickey to tote it.
Both
right?
All the legends hold
so cool.
The corner.
That's exactly right.
Pick a side.
You got it. Yeah, so that's wonderful news. And so this is what you've done this year. What are your what are you hoping? The question 4C. What are you hoping to do over the next couple of years? You want to keep wrestling? We hope. Is that right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like most people who fall in love with it. All my foreseeable years on this earth, I hope to be wrestling. You know, taking people out body part by body part.
I see him sitting in a retirement home one day and pulling a Vern Gagne.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come here, you little whippersnapper, when I wrestle.
He's already yelling, "Get off my lawn" to people.
Brett Bold beyond his years.
Well, we're certainly proud of you. Glad to have you on here as one of the legends and back here on Comic-Con Stars probably for about the eighth or ninth time. It's just always good to have you. And that's a wonderful story. Now, by the way, there's after question five, there's a bonus question, which involves everybody.
Right.
So that's right. You know how Dr. John is. We have to have it all orderly. Question number five. Nice, even, wonderful number five. Mickey May, you are one heck of a manager. And you have my
you.
First 5A, how heavy is your pocketbook? And number two, why do you love wrestling? Why'd you get in? But question 5A, how heavy is that pocketbook? Yep.
How heavy? Brett has had to give it to me because he didn't want to tote it anymore. That's how heavy. he got tired.
Well, then again, Brett's also going to be lazy.
Well, that's what it is.
I get to weight lift every time I hold that thing.
But
I ask anybody I've hit with it. They'll tell you you don't want to mess with me. I got into wrestling actually through Brett. I used to watch it all the time when I was little. That was something I did. That was my treat when I was little and I got done my homework. I came and watched like The Undertaker. That was my favorite. I love The Undertaker. I thought he was creepy and I love creepy things, so I fell in love with him. And like how he'd pop up in the middle of the ring. I was like, that's so cool. I loved it. The eye roll and everything. I taught myself how to do the eye roll because I loved him.
Awesome.
And now, being with Brett, I have a new idol, and that's Baby Doll. God, I look up to that woman. She is awesome. I'm trying to think. But I started going up to practice with Brett and kind of watched and sat on the sideline and never thought in a million years I'd ever get into wrestling. And I said, I'm not cut out for it. You know, I don't have the guts to do something like that. And then a very good friend and wrestler, I know his name's Adam, he was training at the time, came up to me, had a conversation, and said, you look bored. You want to come help? And I was like, I don't think I'm cut out for this. And he talked me into it, and Brett talked me into it, and I started training to be a referee, fell in love with it, and wrestled a couple matches. And then Brett was like, you want to be my manager? And him and his dad kind of had a conversation and said, hey, we think you'd be good at it. Tried it out and loved it. And then I found that I have a whole new personality when I come out to the ring because
that's
I'm
true.
Very sweet backstage, and then I get out the curtain, and I am completely different. And that's one thing I love about it is I can kind of be a different person when I got to the ring, but I like entertaining people. I did drama in high school, found out that's a big part of wrestling. I love talking to people, and that's another big part of wrestling.
Yeah, you do. Didn't Chuck Sloan get you to yell at a fan the other night?
Oh, I got into it. Jesse Claus. I told him to sit down and shut his white-bearded mouth up. and he did not like that, and it was so great. Oh, Chuck taught me a lot.
Yeah, she did it over the mic.
Mainly. Yeah, Chuck's mainly taught me how to step out of my bubble a little bit and be more of a heel.
Chuck and Buck have kind of become like her big brothers.
Yes, and that's
legends
another
are
thing.
Kind of one big family.
The respect goes everywhere for them.
I'm sorry, but our favorite thing to do is we call it the view block.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We find someone that's really annoying. That annoyed us. That's enjoying the show, and what we do is we go stand in front of them so they can't see any of the action.
Oh, they hate it. They hate it. They can't stand it. It's so fun. But I got introduced into the wrestling scene through Brett, and y'all are not kidding when you call it a sickness, because being away from wrestling for a week, I was agitated. I wanted to hit somebody. I was ready to get back out there. It's extremely fun, but it is tough being a girl, because it's almost like you have to prove yourself a little bit, but it is extremely fun. And once you get the respect, it stays. And I have respect for everybody in that locker room. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of like a family. I think that's my favorite part, is everyone's a family, especially the legends. That's, we go eat together. We do everything together. That's us.
You get an A.
Stop story ever.
For that answer.
Yeah, you get an A for your essay.
Took writing classes in high school.
Well, Mickey's taking a breath right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we're actually going out to Hardee's on Friday night.
Imagine.
Thanks to Buckshot.
All right.
Probably be some interesting burgers you get there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, there's that Buckshot guy. I got his order.
Yeah. Buck will get what Buck will spit on.
Yeah, you want fries with that?
Wait a minute. I have signed autographs at Hardee's in Bowling Springs, thank you.
All right.
Y'all ain't right.
All right, question number six gets everybody involved. Greg Bowe, Dr. John, that's me, and Dave, we're the panel. And the legends and Papa Stroh are the guests now. Okay? Papa Stroh is now switching roles. And what I want to ask each one of you, just tell us, what has been the best moment that you've had in wrestling that you can remember? And we're going to start in reverse order. We're going to start with Mickey, Ray, and then go to Brett, and then go to Buckshot, then go to Chuck, and then Papa Stroh gets to wrap it up with his favorite moment. And if there have to be two, that's okay. That'll be extra credit. And then you're all going to get an A+ on this exam, and we're going to go on, and it will be, of course, a legendary show with the legends. All right, so Mickey May, what's been your favorite moment?
Oh, gosh, I got to narrow it down. Oh, I know exactly what my favorite moment was. I had...
Keep it under 2 hours.
I can't, and it, what's even great about this is it was right before the match started. I came out through the curtain, and I have a little girl who looks up to me, and being a role model to her is, like, awesome. And noticing that she watches my every move, having her... say, you know, Mickey May, you're my hero. That was amazing. She is adorable. That's probably my greatest moment.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's an awesome moment. About how old is she?
Oh, gosh, she's like 6 or 7. She's tiny. But it got to me. That means I'm doing something right.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have to share something really quick. I had the same exact moment up there. Tennessee during Bigfoot Day, and Billy Bigfoot comes walking out, and there was a whole group of school kids. And this little probably
Bigfoot. Oh gosh,
it's one big circle of Bigfoot.
Everything is Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
The answer is always Bigfoot.
Well, no, what happens? You get these 7 and 8 year old kids, they took one look at him, and they all went and just hugged him. And this one little boy
Aww.
Said, could I go hug him? I love Billy Bigfoot. And I knew at that
Aww.
Moment that all the work that had gone into Bigfoot Day celebration, bringing Papa Stro up there, just having that wild and crazy time, it was really worth it to see those kids have such a great time, such a great experience. It was actually an unintentional part of what we were doing. Of course, anytime people have a good time at your event, but you know,
yeah.
it made me feel
well,
so good.
Well,
I know exactly
I don't
what you mean.
I think kids. I think that was just Dave Atwell running up, giving Bigfoot a hug.
You are right.
You can tell the apple don't fall far from the tree, Atwell.
It ain't got far to fall in the first place, right?
Short tree.
Well, Mickey, man, thanks. That was a great reflection, and I just wanted to bring that up because I felt the same
yeah.
way. You know, when you do something good for people, entertain them and make them feel great. I mean, that's what we're all in business for. Everyone
yes.
is on the call.
Amen.
That's what we're on. Brett the Crippler Watson. What was your best moment?
My best moment, man, I have to say, it changes almost every time I walk out with the Legends, because every single time I walk out, it just keeps getting better and better. Because when I first started out walking out with them, you know, I was sitting there, and I was still in the I'm just really kind of just starting out. And, man, each time you just get more and more into it. And more crazy stuff happens, more exciting stuff happens. Like we were saying earlier, some of the best things are the things that you don't know, like, is going on. You have no idea you can prepare for. And stuff changes on a dime in the most exciting ways. Up there, and I have to say, it just keeps changing, man. Keeps getting better.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yo.
You have a continual better moment. That's great. No, that's great. That's real testimony to the next two guys who are doing just such a great job in providing early leadership. Now all four of you are providing leadership. Thank you, sir. Buckshot Carter, talk to us. Best moment.
Well, Mickey made me start thinking a little bit. I'd had some good matches, but I never will forget my very first match. I had to go against I was supposed to go against Chris Hammert, but ended up Chris Hammert being my partner, and I went against Johnny C. and Billy Bad. And you know how your first match is, you get your butt handed to you. And I never will forget it. When I got out of the ring, I was walking around, and my little girl at the time, I don't know, she might have been 5, 6, and she had tears in her eyes, and it made me, you know, I picked her up, and I toted her back to the back with me, and I said, it's going to be okay, baby. Daddy's okay. What Mickey said made me think, because she's always looked up to me. Now I got a granddaughter, and it wasn't long ago.
Yep.
Well, actually, 2 weeks ago, this coming Saturday, I thought I'd broke my foot again, and she actually couldn't wait to see me. She met me outside, and she just wanted to make sure her papa was okay. But you know, the fans, even though we're heels, the fans hit me up so much, I couldn't keep up with it. I mean, I was getting so many private messages, phone calls. You know, so I'd say that was some of the greatest moments I've had, to realize that the fans do care about you, whether you're bad or good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, now one of my best matches I'd say I've had, honestly, has been when we do all out brawls with the Legends, you know,
yeah.
the night that Jimmy tried to kick me out of the building and security manhandled me. Yeah, remember that? They manhandled me all the way to the door. And actually, I had slipped in somebody's drink. They had spilled, and I fell. At the same time, I held the security and was pounding him all the way down. We rolled around, and then I ended up, they went to throw me out, and I threw security out, and then threw the commissioner out. You know, I mean, it was, and then next thing you know, here comes dump truck. He ended up taking me back to the ring, then back out the door. That was probably some of my best matches, but. But, you know, to think about the fans, that, you know, what Mickey said, that's, to me, the greatest feeling of wrestling.
Yeah.
And I wasn't kidding. I have signed autographs at Hardy's in Boiling Springs before. But, you know.
Oh, we don't doubt you, Buck.
You're never going to live this down.
One more thing, and I'll let you move on. I mean, the fans is everything. And even though we're who we are, we still show our respect. And I can remember me and my wife was walking around Walmart for probably an hour. This couple kept following us. And it kind of got on to me a little bit and got me agitated. And I finally turned around and I said, "Have you got a problem with me?" And he said, "Are you Buckshot?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "You shop at Walmart?" I said, "You got to be kidding me, man. They don't pay me nothing." And I ended up signing an autograph that night. Kind of made me feel bad because I didn't recognize them. But, you know, people follow you around. And, you know, I know it's funny, Greg. But, you know, at the same time, the fans are, you know, that gives me the most excitement and everything, you know, to please them and do for them. And APW's home, and like I said earlier, everything we do for the fans at APW, and we do it for APW because it's home. And it's not retirement center, Chuck.
It's retirement center.
I wasn't sure if Chuck was still awake.
All right, Buckshot Carter that loves to shop at Walmart and likes to sign autographs at Hardee's. We've learned so much about you tonight. Thank you. That was another A plus answer from the legends. All right, Chuck Sloan, favorite moment.
Okay. Well, I just want before we go into this, I want Buck to know that I once signed an autograph over at Outback and it only cost me $103.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, $3 autograph. You called more than Flair does.
Let me see. I guess like one of like for my moment as a trainer is when you take a young guy and you actually mold him. And you train him, and you see him go to the top and reach success. That's probably one of the best moments for myself because there isn't nothing like taking something or somebody and actually having that person be clay in your hands and you mold them and you watch them go straight to the top. And, I mean, I'm talking like to the top of the WWE or something like that. And that's a good feeling when you see success like that. And I'm kind of like out of character for me, but I'm not a very selfish person. I like to see other people achieve because that's what I really think this business is about. It's about, you know, giving, not so much receiving, but it's about giving, you know, and we walk around and we call each other brothers and sisters, but very few people actually live by that code. It's a business where you pretty much take care of yourself and, you know, and that's the thing that it's about to me. It's about giving. And
very cool.
But other than that, I'd say like the best thing that ever happened to me in professional wrestling is I don't even know if they have them or not anymore. But those PWI magazine, the newsletters that used to come out in the 90s.
Yep.
One time I got match of the week, and that was probably the biggest thing that's ever happened to me, that was probably my most proudest moment. because I actually felt for that week I was better than anybody in the business, and that's selfish, but that's how I felt because I earned it, and I got me 23 stitches from it, but I did my job.
All of them.
23 times you did your job.
That's right.
Yeah. Nothing like getting
wow.
stitched up on somebody else's health insurance card.
Well, that's true. You got that right. So, all right. Before I ask Papa, thank you. By the way, that's another A plus. We're going to ask Papa Stroh his favorite moment, and then since it's the New Year's Eve week show, I'm going to ask everyone to say one thing that they want to see happen to them or somebody else next year. And that's how we'll close our New Year's special here at Comic-Con Stars. So, Papa Stroh, you will start, then we'll go back around, and then finish up with after we cycle back around. It will be Dave Atwell, it will be Greg Will Watson, and I will send us off into 2018. So, Papa Stroh, I hate to ask you this. What's one of your favorite moments?
Honestly, I really can't define it to one favorite moment because this whole year has been really special. I mean, from the films I've done and that'll be out soon, the commercials, to the podcast this year with you guys, the wrestling matches, the Comic-Cons and the festivals and everything. Everything's been such a blessing. And, you know, I'm very blessed to be here with you guys and do what we do. I mean, we all have gifts that we do, and it's great that, you know, God provides us the ability to, you know, use our gifts to the best of our ability. And I'm just really blessed and humbled and grateful for the opportunity being here with you guys and meeting people around the world and touching lives, whether it be a young child or an adult that needs, you know, some inspiration. I mean, because, you know, we all need each other in this life, let's face it. And so, you know, just to do my part and to do some good in the world and to put smiles on people's faces and children's faces, I mean, that's what it's all about to me. So, yeah, this whole year has been a real blessing.
Amen. Awesome. Amen.
There's an A. You get an A plus for that one. And you might have one of the best-looking belts I ever saw. I'll tell you that.
It's a thing of beauty. It really is.
It really is, and we can't wait to – when are we back in – do we know when we're back in Monroe, North Carolina, for you to defend that?
They're talking February for that one. Of course, we mentioned February
good.
For the ECCW event as well. It's also January. We'll be back for the UPWA down in Wilmington on the 13th of January.
Oh, yeah. We got those dates on the calendar. All right, we're going to ask for either a wish or a resolution. We'll start back with the legends, starting with Mickey. Then we'll hit Papa Stroh, Dave, Greg Bowe, and I'll say goodnight because we got wonderful fans but I'm sure they're enjoying everything tonight. It's just been so much fun with the legends. All right, Mickey A, resolution or what's something good you'd like to happen next year?
I want to see the legends grow, and I want to see them move. Like further into the future, I want to see us be better each other. I want the legends to be awesome. That's my whole goal for 2018.
That is a wonderful goal, Brett Watson, the Crippler. What's your resolution or goal?
There's only really one thing I'm dying to see and dying to happen in this upcoming year. I want the legends to get their hands on this lizard man that I've been hearing so much about.
That's going to happen. That's a fact.
You and me both.
You may have made me the happiest person in the world, Brett.
That's awesome.
Thank you. That means a lot. All right, A double plus. Buckshot Carter. But
why now?
Are you there? Okay, what's your resolution or wish or hope for next year?
The Kenny Button date name. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Now, honestly, you know, I like to see people like Brett Watson and some of the other guys in the locker room to maybe make it big one day. Because you got guys like Chuck Sloan that really, I mean, really pour into them guys. And, you know, I'm like Chuck, you know, I like to see some of these guys go somewhere. That's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
That's wonderful. And we'll make sure that you go to Scape Over Swamp to catch Lizard Man with us, okay?
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Hey, John. John, you forgot to mention Lizard Man. You forgot to Lizard Man. Oh, by the way, Lizard Man Festival. Hello, Lizard Man Festival.
Yeah.
Did I forget Lizard Man Festival?
Hey, wait.
Well, the only one we have
is there a Lizard Man Festival coming up?
Wait, is there? I heard something about him.
Lizard Man. Oh, yeah, Mothman. Lizard Man. Mothman. I can't make up my mind.
Bigfoot. We'll have the Lizard Man at the festival.
Points taken. You believe points taken.
Oh, Gray Man. Yeah, I forgot Gray Man.
Oh, the Gray Man. Oh, Gray Man. That's right.
Thank you, Greg. Oh, that's amazing, by the way. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, I'm glad you love it, man.
I love it.
I can't wait to see you. I'll sign it for you, brother.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. I'm going to talk to you about that being the official print of Comic-Con Stars. We'll do something about that. I'll talk to you next week. Deal.
That'd be cool.
All right, good. Now, Chuck Sloan.
Okay, here it goes. What I would like to do next year is I've been working with Buck and the whole group and Greg Bowe, and what our plan is we want to start running some wrestling shows, and that's really what I'm gearing for is to actually start promoting some wrestling shows. We got a pretty good plan of attack, so hopefully we'll be able to get that done.
Sweet.
Best of luck, Chuck. We'll all do anything we can to help you. Papa Stro, the maestro of wrestling. You're welcome. Papa Stro, can't wait. How about you?
Well, 2018, I hope John and we all join him and find all of the supernatural phenomena, such as the Mothman, Bigfoot, Lizard Man, Krampus, and the whole gang. I'm
going
to love and happiness and joy and the sweet love of Jesus and the blue green eyes to everybody around the world. And blessed to be here with you guys. And I hope that's a wonderful 2018 for everybody.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank
you, sir. All right. Dave's Braves. Dave Atwell.
Maybe the Braves need to look at getting a better year next year. But I got to tell you, it's 2016, for anybody that knows me, 2016 was just if I was to go back in a time machine to this night, 2016, just 365 days ago, you'd find me flat on my back listening to the referee count. And, you know, when you start getting a little long in the tooth, you get in your 40s and to the backside of your 40s, you kind of like to start thinking that the bad times are behind you. And then all of a sudden life has this way of punching you right in the face. And I found myself flat on my back. So, 2017, I said the other day, 2017 has been kind of like my push myself up off the canvas and shake the cobwebs loose here. And, in that year, I've started a new job that's 1,000,000% better than what I had. The books have gotten re-released. I've gotten the writing back in full swing. I've even started back up on sketching and that kind of cool stuff. Moreover, I joined the cast here and do this show every Thursday night, which I can't get enough of. And then joining, of course, you gentlemen working on the con circuit and everything. And I got to tell you, looking back at 2017, it was a building year. But, man, it was one hell of a year. You know what I mean? So, you know, when you're flat on your back, there's only one way to go and up. So I figured I'd push myself up off the canvas, shake
Kick
the cobwebs
out.
Loose, and in 2018, I think
Kick
it's going to be our year. And
yeah.
And like I said, it's the big word on that is our year. I think, you know, it's enjoyable to be surrounded by success, whether it's mine or yours or ours or ours or whatever. And 2018, I think there's a lot of good ahead, and can't wait to get into it. But now for an immediate plan, I'm trying to gather up enough tomatoes to go out there and put some power steering fluid in my truck right now. I've been trying to think
right.
about it through the whole show. I don't know if I got the guts to go out there and do it or not, but in the event that I don't make it back in and they find my body stuck to the side of my truck in the morning, it's been a pleasure working with you guys.
What, Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
That's it. Eyes rolled top of my head with a thing of power steering fluid in my hand. That'll be what's going on. So I keep thinking warm thoughts, but there are none there right now, you know.
We'll
wow.
keep the Anna Nicole Smith days, okay?
Mm-hmm. She can keep me warm.
All right. You get your A-plus for the night, and thank you. Thank you so much. Greg Bo Watson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm a simple man. I mean, I just, you know, as long as my friends and my family, you know, are safe, healthy, and happy, then it'll be a good year for me. You know, it's, I have so much stuff going on. All you guys who know me know I've got something going on every 15 seconds, and, you know, just hope I can continue keeping on top of everything, and I'll be good.
All right. We know you can keep on top of it, and thank you. A-plus. I'm here with an A-plus crew tonight. So the first thing that I want to say, this is a two-part answer. Part A is a toss-up. No, part A is the Legends have been great, and I would like to invite you back for sure many times. But I want you back next year at this time. I want you to close out our show with us, and I want us to see the great successes that I foresee we're going to have. And I think, you know, the quality is there, the drive is there, people that really want to do great things, they're all here on this show tonight. Number two, I would like for us all to be successful, safe, and happy, and have a wonderful new year and reach the dreams that we want. Every one of us, all four of the Comic-Con stars, all four of our guests, and everybody that's been on here with us. I want to say an extra thanks to Papa Stro Maestro, who has helped bring such wonderful guests here to us, the two wonderful episodes with Ivan Koloff this year. I want to thank Greg Bo Watson for bringing the Legends. I want to thank Dave Atwell for being so rotten to me. I love it, Dave.
No sweat, man.
As I said, your
pleasure
was
all mine.
We want to fire you, but you got the best job security of all because they all nobody likes my monsters. That's okay.
I am the weenie at large.
That's good. We have to have one, exactly one. So on behalf of all the Comic-Con stars.
The Walter Matthau of Comic-Con stars, brother.
Walter Matthau of Comic-Con stars to all of our fans. I've got to say thank you for another great year. We've had a lot of fun, and we're going to have a lot more fun next year. So we'll see you our the Carolina Fan Expo February 4th, the Wilmington
yes.
Fan Expo Comic Con February 17th, Camden Comic Con on March 3rd, and lots more to be announced. So. From Command Central in freezing cold Pawleys Island, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and have a great time. Thanks. We'll see you next year. Take care.
Glad see you guys next year.
New Year,
see
everybody.
See y'all next year.
All right.
Be safe.
Smith.
All right. Y'all too. Bye-bye.